spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
You fell asleep in my car, I drove the whole time. But that's okay, I'll just avoid the hole so you sleep fine. I'm driving here, I sit, cursing my government for not using my taxes to fill holes with more cement. You fell asleep in my car.
Hey folks, welcome to a little mini version, a diet version of the WSB Traffic Podcast. Doug Fireball Turnbull from the traffic team here. I'm normally joined by Smiley Martin McKay. This is a mini version of something, but it's about a big event that Smiley and I both covered last Monday, September the 14th, and it was in Sandy Springs. 18 cars ended up piling in on the Interloop 285 eastbound right before New Northside Drive, exit 22. That's right. It was right after the Chattahoochee River Bridge is where most of it took place. That puts it just east of I-75, exit 20. So you've got that, the north side perimeter. It happened at about 4 p.m., and there had been some intermittent rain through the part of the afternoon there, and it really soaked 285 pretty well on that stretch. It wasn't raining, I don't think, at the time of actual contact, but that's what set it all into slow motion. And so what occurred, and what you're going to hear a little more in depth from Sandy Springs PD, and their public information officer, Sergeant Salvador Ortega, was excellent to spend some time with us and give me some good quotes to use in the AJC Gridlock Guy column I wrote about this, which you can find on AJC.com and in the Metro section of the Monday AJC every single week. But he gave some good insight. We were able to use this for an in-depth piece on Atlanta's Morning News there, a 90-second piece I was able to do to describe the wreck. But I want you to hear the full interview, because what happened was is a car lost control, hydroplaned, overturned, and went across lanes. And we were trying to figure out, we cover hundreds of crashes every single week in rush hour, in the middle of the night, all times of day. We rarely ever see 18 cars involved in the same crash. So there are a couple of themes here. We want to know, what was so special about this one? Why are we seeing so many more chain reaction crashes in the backups lately these days? And of course, how did rain play a factor? So all of these, we touch on that, Ortega and I do, and I'm thankful to Sergeant Ortega for joining us. Of course, you can hear our triple team traffic is full blown. We're every 6 minutes during rush hours during Atlanta's Morning News from 4:30 until 9 a.m., roughly every 6 minutes. Every 6 minutes, Atlanta's Evening News as well from 4 to 7 p.m. And then 24 hours a day, we're in the Cool Ray Carrier, WSB 24-hour traffic center, and our Cool Ray Carrier triple team traffic alerts app. So please download, listen, and plan your rides, because the ride has gotten more and more hectic these days, rain, sun, or shine. And fall and spring, when everybody's back in the full swing of things, are usually high season. We are not back to pre-pandemic times on the roadways, but we're seeing an up-tempo in the late part of morning drive. And then the middays have been especially rough, and PM drive is not all the way back to the old ugly normal, but it's pretty darn close. And certainly when you stir in these wrecks, you can see how many cars bottle up on the roadways. So there you have it. I've set the table, and now here is Sandy Springs Police Department PIO Salvador Ortega and I discussing what was quite the hairy incident on I-285. 18 cars, once again. Take it away. So I guess the first thing is asking specifically about this 285 crash. What were the initial calls about it, and what did the officers there see that you know of, and how did it break out?
Well, when the officers arrived, it was complete chaos. We had cars all over the roadway. We had an overturned vehicle, and we just kept getting phone calls from people that were either involved in the crash or that were also driving by. And this happened at 4 p.m., which is in the middle of rush hour for us, and it was raining. So this serves as a good reminder to people: when it's raining, slow down. The vehicle that caused this, he was driving a little bit too fast. He hydroplaned, he lost control, and he flipped. And then other vehicles behind them, they tried to avoid him, and then that's when they started crashing with each other. And we had a total of 18 vehicles involved. Luckily, no serious injuries, but this is a reminder to slow down.
So it started with one person's mistake, and I guess we see people make mistakes all the time. The fact that 18 got involved there, was it something to do with the nature of his mistake because it was super erratic and people went a bunch of directions, or do you even know how so many got involved this time as opposed to others?
It's a combination of a lot of things. One of those factors was the vehicle flipping across the interstate. The other element was the time of the day, rush hour. We had tons of vehicles there, and they tried to avoid this vehicle that was flipping through the lane. So as other vehicles tried to avoid it, then they too started losing control, and that's how 18 cars ended up crashing one way or another.
And so that's what we saw also. We saw a line of vehicles as we flew over to the Skycopter to the left, and then a line of vehicles to the right. And the first time somebody called us and told us at the WSB Traffic Center there were up to 20 vehicles, I could only see the left string of vehicles. So I kind of laughed at our group text for the traffic team. I was like, yeah, right, 20 vehicles. I see 9 or 10 maybe. And then we angle the camera a little differently. We're going, oh, my God. So were a lot of vehicles totaled, do you know? Or I guess was the damage extensive, or did it vary?
No, it varied. Some vehicles had extensive damage, others just minor damage. I believe the one that had the most damage was, of course, the overturned vehicle. Yeah. I do want to thank the helicopter from you guys that helped us locate the accident, because we had several people calling in. Some were saying it's eastbound, some were saying westbound, some saying it's in Cobb County. So it wasn't until I got the traffic notification from you guys that we were able to know exactly where the accident was.
Oh, that's incredible. We're glad to help. And yeah, that was actually before we took off. So we were using the DOT cameras, and we turned it around and centered it right up on the crash. So, and I mean, yeah, it all happened very quickly because I heard it westbound also, and I sent it up to our team as westbound on the email. And then when I started clicking on the cameras, the first one, I think it was camera 205. It was right there. I said, oh no.
So thank you for the triple team traffic for sending us that alert. We were able to get there quickly and to help people out and prevent more cars from crashing.
Oh, we were definitely glad to help. And then one last thing there, because I know you're busy, Sarge. What have you seen lately? Now, I remember during the height of the pandemic when the roads were empty, there were a couple of stories out of Sandy Springs about the number of triple-digit tickets that as far as speed goes that you all were administering. And now I feel like we're seeing a lot of chain reaction crashes, similar to this, where one crash causes another in the backup because traffic's slow. As people head back out, because school is back in to a certain extent, because more people are going back to work, are you noticing any trends on the roads yourself that could be detrimental?
Absolutely. We're seeing tons and tons of crashes, and that's because people are not adapting to the traffic that it's getting more congested. People are still driving fast. They're still driving fast as if we were months ago when the pandemic started, when the highways were empty. But now you got the speed element combined with tons of cars on the roadway, and it's we're getting tons of crashes.
Wow, and we're seeing that all over too, not just in Sandy Springs there. Anything else I'm leaving out of this, Sarge?
No, just thank you for all that you do to partner with us and other agencies and the entire Metro Atlanta just to keep traffic moving.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you all for keeping everybody safe. And if you ever need anything from us, please reach out. We're glad to help. And that's how Ortega and I ended the conversation there. We may have talked a little smack about some mutual friends, but besides that was it. So thank you for listening in. And again, folks, plan your commute. I can't say it enough. We're not back in wide open pandemic times anymore. The roads are really just as unpredictable as they were through March, April, and May. So you download the Triple T Traffic Alerts app, get our automatic audio alerts as you drive. They play on your phone if the app is running in the background, even if you have another GPS program running. The alerts play, and it's one of us that's recorded a report that interrupts the feed for a minute to tell you about the crash, the problem, the unusual delay ahead if you drive close enough to it. We also send out push alerts on that. We've got our traffic updates through the day, as I've told you about. Atlanta's largest traffic team, really one of the biggest in the nation. And don't let me forget the advantage of having the WSB Skycopter flying about a couple of hours during each rush hour and the heights of them. So for the whole traffic team, I'm Doug Fireball Turnbull. Y'all drive safely out there. And one more thing, be sure and check out the WSBradio.com/traffic page. On there, there's a link to traffic team events. Two big events coming up. October the 3rd, the Captain Herb Memorial Disc Golf Tournament, the annual disc golf tournament, the fourth annual one, presented by Nova Discs and in honor of Captain Herb and benefiting Toys for Tots. They've already got over 80 registrants for that, so that's amazing. Just come out and cheer them on, if anything, in Alexander Park West and McDonough. And then on October the 10th, Chateau Alon. They still need, they're still lacking a lot of players. They'd love to have more, but it's a Swing for a Cause tournament, also benefiting Toys for Tots. Ashley Frasca from the traffic team will be up there to give some opening remarks. Everything's going to be safe, socially distant. Don't worry about that. Bring your mask and be able to celebrate Toys for Tots and play either disc golf on October 3rd or, I don't know, real golf? What do you call it? Regular golf on October the 10th. All of that, again, on the Traffic Team events page, WSBradio.com. So for the Traffic Team, I'm Doug Fireball Turnbull. Y'all drive safely.
6,638 miles of graded road.